From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight, President Obama gives his long-awaited job speech to a joint session of Congress. The stakes are high, both for the economy and for the president. There's renewed fear that the nation is about to topple into a double-dip recession, and a large and growing number of voters now disapprove of Mr. Obama's handling of the economy. Joining us with a preview of tonight's speech is NPR's Mara Liasson. And Mara, what are you hearing about what the president's going to say tonight?
Well, the president's going to lay out a package of proposals, which he will also put into legislative form and send to the Hill, that would cost about half the amount of money as the original stimulus package from 2009. The centerpiece of his plan is the extension and expansion of the employee payroll tax cut that would put more than $1,000 in the pocket of every working family. He would also give big cuts to the employer side of the payroll tax cut as well. He will provide some new funds for state and local governments to prevent the layoff of teachers and firefighters. He also wants to extend unemployment benefits and join that with a new plan, a kind of apprenticeship program based on a plan in Georgia that lets employers essentially try out workers for free while the workers continue to get unemployment benefits. There also would be some infrastructure projects to get people to work on roads and bridges. And all this would be paid for over the long term by increasing the amount of savings that big super committee, deficit reduction committee of Congress has to find.
Tell us a bit more about those infrastructure projects you mentioned, Mara. What form would they take?
Well, there will be more money for surface transportation and school buildings, but there'll also be an infrastructure bank. The idea is to take a modest amount of money and use it to leverage private sector investments. Now, Republicans don't like this idea at all. This morning, Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House, said an infrastructure bank is like Fannie and Freddie for roads and bridges. He thinks there would be no transparency and no congressional oversight.
What effect, Mara, do you think these proposals would have on the economy and on President Obama's standing with the public?
Well, first of all, they would have to be passed to have an effect, and that's very unlikely for the majority of them. But the White House is hopeful that when economists analyze this package, they will conclude that if passed, this would bring unemployment down by about a point or boost GDP by about a point. But the question is, as far as the president's own standing is concerned, is whether this speech is simply too late. A recent Pew poll showed that the public doesn't think any of these ideas will do a lot to help the job situation. We don't know whether voters are still willing to listen to the president or whether they're just tuning him out. And the big challenge for the president is not just tonight. He has to fight for this plan over time and convince voters that he has a reasonable plan, and it's the Republicans who are blocking it.
Well, let's talk about the political realities here, Mara. We've heard a lot about Republican opposition to any form of stimulus spending. Are they dismissing his ideas out of hand in advance of the speech?
Well, not all of them. There is a new tone from the congressional leaders in Congress. They can read the polls, too. They see that approval of Congress is at a historic lows, in some polls 18%. Approve of Congress. And this morning, Eric Cantor said, well, there's some of these things that we could work with the president on unemployment, extension of unemployment benefits. They don't like that, but they do like the Georgia plan. They don't like the infrastructure bank, but they want to do something about infrastructure. They're not enthusiastic about a payroll tax cut for employees, but they like the employer side of the payroll tax cut. And they want to do something about trade deals, something else on the president's agenda. So it sounds like they do not want to be seen as a do-nothing Congress, and some little bits of this could pass.
Mara, this speech from the president tonight comes on the heels of the Republican presidential debate last night at the Reagan Library in California. What do you think it told us about the contest to pick President Obama's opponent in the general election?
Well, there was a really stark contrast in style and strategy between the two front runners. It's almost as if Rick Perry is the id of the Republican Party and Mitt Romney is the superego. Romney's out there warning Republicans, you can't win a general election with someone as extreme as Perry. And Perry, who is so much more in tune with his anger and his toughness, with the mood of the Republican primary electorate right now, he's saying, Obama is so weak, yes, you can have a real conservative like me and still beat the president. So two very different theories of the case, two very different choices. Right now, Republican voters are picking Perry over Romney, but it's early and they're now going to get time to digest a whole lot of new information about the candidates, particularly about Rick Perry.
Okay, Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson.